This week, we've been talking to Senate leaders about problems they have grappling over education. The state Supreme Court has found that the state is insufficiently funding education, and the price tag to pay for that could be $1 billion this year and many more billion dollars coming up in coming years. Meanwhile, Republicans, for the first time in years, control the state Senate, thanks to two Democratic senators who switched sides to create a new ruling majority. In a column headlined "Education Reform as a Vast Right-Wing Conspiracy," columnist Peter Callahan for the Tacoma News Tribune says that Republicans have become the drivers of education reform, and he joins us to explain that. Peter, why do you say that?
Well, I say it because they're the ones who are running the bills and having the hearings. It's interesting, and it hasn't been noted, that one of the primary bills in the House Democratic-controlled Education Committee, with the chairwoman as a co-sponsor, is to essentially repeal the graduation requirement that you have to meet standards on tests. To completely repeal that and take us back to sort of pre-1993 education system. That's what's coming out of the Democrats, and the Republicans are the ones that are moving the bills to further education reform.
Now, of course, the Democrats are saying that some of these quote reform, end quote ideas, as the Democrats might call them, are just gimmicky, like giving letter grades to schools. Are they more than gimmicks?
Well, I don't know that they're more than gimmicks. They are. We will already grade every school in the state of Washington. We have been. With the achievement index or the accountability index, we will stiffen that in our response to the federal government and getting the waiver from No Child Left Behind. The difference between what we are already doing, and many Democrats supported last year, and what this bill would do is assign letter grades as opposed to words that describe the same thing. We will be putting schools on lists that say they are in the bottom 5% in the state. We just won't yet be saying that means F.
Peter, are Democrats in Washington State out of step with Democrats nationally on education? After all, it's President Obama who's been pushing some of the same reforms being advocated by Republicans here.
I think Democrats in Washington State are out of touch with a lot of Democrats in Washington State. And I mean that as the elected officials are more likely to respond to interest groups in the education community. But I think if they polled even among Democrats, they would find something different. I mean, remember, even charter schools, which failed in King County, barely failed in King County, and carried across the state. So I think there is more sentiment for these things than Democratic office holders want to admit. And I think, and I have heard since having that column, that there are many Democratic office holders in the Senate who were fearful of not just losing a very good issue for them, but not responding to what the need for continuing changes in the public school system and are trying to figure out ways to get it back.
It seems that there is agreement from Republicans and Democrats that the state's going to have to put more money into education. The McCleary ruling from the Supreme Court is kind of pushing them in that direction. But it seems like there's a real fundamental difference between Republicans and Democrats on where that money's going to come from.
Well, it's all going to come from you and me. Whether there is some ballot proposition this year to add revenue for directly to public schools is kind of the issue. The new governor has said that's not going to happen this year. So I think there is a sense of, do we go into what's currently available? Do we spend money differently in order to put money into education? I think you're in the early feeling out stages on that. I'm not sure there is as fundamental disagreement as is being portrayed in the rhetoric. Ultimately, they're going to write a budget. Ultimately, the House and the Senate are going to have to sit down and come up with something. And that's why I think ultimately there will have to be some of these reform measures, you know, again, not necessarily A through F, or not necessarily that if you can't read at standards at third grade, you're held back, but further emphasis on improving the performance, particularly among at-risk kids.
Finally, Peter, the Republicans with those two Democrats are in control of the state Senate, but they still have to contend with the Democratic House and a Democratic governor. Do you think we're headed toward gridlock?
Yes and no. I mean, they will get to the point at the end of the session that, where they're in disagreement. It'll fall apart two or three times. They will ultimately come together and get a deal. I always figure that you have to have it fall apart. You have to be at the brink so that you can tell your constituency groups that you fought as long and as hard as you could. So we will have to watch that drill again this year, but ultimately they will come up with something that satisfies both of them.
Peter, thanks for your time.
You bet.
Tacoma News Tribune columnist Peter Callahan.